Maidstone. Condolences are extended to the family of Francis, Bobby, McDougall, née Auden, who passed away at Maidstone Health Complex April 16 at the age of 95. A celebration of life for Bobby was conducted from 3 Links Hall in Marshall Monday, April 24. We received an email from Carrie and Jeff Walter extending deep appreciation to those of you who have reached out and offered support to help them and their children, Waylon, and Jesse, Jack and Eric Cutsforth, as they cope with the loss of their home and belongings. You have all made this time a little easier. Thank you. Maidstone High School Drama Club outdid themselves at the Dessert and Dinner Theaters April 19 and 20. I attended Thursday evening when 110 guests savored a delicious meal served up by Jackie Wright and Tilly Burt, followed by an outstanding performance of the comedy, The Empty Toolbox. Cast, crew and directors deserve the accolades and Best Virtual Production Award earned at the regional competition. Students and staff at Radishniak Elementary and Maidstone High Schools experienced an uplifting presentation by Chris Gray, a renowned inspirational speaker and a famous wrestler. He, in turn, was impressed that every student at every grade level was extraordinarily kind, generous and responsible, and he said he thoroughly enjoyed his last stop in Saskatchewan before heading home. The grade 8-9 classes welcomed MP Rosemary Falk for a discussion on how government works and her experience as a member of parliament, an informative talk and excellent interaction with the students. Congratulations to junior badminton players who took part in the Grade 8 Invitational in Lloydminster, with Brooke and Andrew winning gold, and Gwen and Alexis taking bronze. On Sunday, some of Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club's members participated in 4-H regional judging in Lloydminster. A big congratulations to Isabel for winning at the intermediate level, Olivia for placing in the top 3 in 3 of her classes and Jace for placing in his bulls class. Maidstone Museum is getting ready for June 1 opening. Help with yard and building cleanup is needed on April 29 and 30 between 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Even an hour of your time eases the load. If you can help, please message Eileen Anderson on Facebook or leave a message on the museum phone 306-893-2890. Maidstone Bowling. Submitted by Shannon Whitney. Maidstone Bowling extends a huge thank you to everyone who came to the wind-up last Saturday evening. The food was awesome and the people were even better. Business League winners were CMT Consulting, Chris, Miranda Zier, Melissa, Aaron, Kyla Patton, Spare Stacy. The Skunked Business Team was a bunch of degenerates, James Croak, Jaden Winter, Kyle McNeil, Caden Gallen. YBC Award winners were Noah, Jack, Ben, Jackson, Cohen, Will and Bennett for Beat the Coach. Jackson graduates from YBC this year and is on to broader horizons at Lakeland in power engineering. The high-low doubles tournament ran for 4 weeks just before league finished up with winners Linda Layer and Hummer. Wind-up winners were door prize Melissa Patton, 50-50 Barry Ponto, 26-ounce Boone, bowler's basket Jason Wakefield, $100 pharmacy gift card Pauline Duhame, and $75 jerky basket Kent Sayers. Congratulations to all and we'll see you in the fall. Reminders. April 29th Maidstone Legion Club Room Cornhole Tournament, Club Room closed April 30th to October. April 29th Waseca Recreation Board Fish Fry and Online Auction. April 30th Bloomers Greenhouse, Maidstone, 2023 Opening Day. May 6th Girl Guides Bottle Drive, Saturday. Fill out the online form or call 306-441-7571 for pickup. May 6th Waseca Spring Market and Garage Sales 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.